Scott Spears, Terry Kackett, back for another hour of fun and entertainment here on Lulu Eve, because Lulu Roman comes to Mary and tomorrow legendary star of the hit TV series Hee Haw. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., she'll be on air with us tomorrow, and then Perkins tomorrow night, 5 to 9, signing copies of her books. Yeah. And if you buy the book, you get a $10 discount on your meal at Perkins tomorrow night.
No, 10%.
What did I say?
$10.
$10. See? Misrepresentation. 10%.
10%.
People will come after me.
That's right.
If you do that sort of thing.
They're going to have a $10.95 bill and want you to...
That's exactly right. No, 10 off of whatever you eat. Now, we also have... well, this is really the peanut butter cookie hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because we now know where they are. And there's a caller out there possibly trying to play beat the clock to bring us some peanut butter cookies.
That's
so
good.
We're waiting on that particular thing right now to see how it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Earlier, when you were talking about the show last night, about how you give away things.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I listen every week. And on Wednesday night, when it's on, sometimes people don't call in at all. They either don't have the answer or they're not listening. So he was letting us call whenever we had an answer. Well, here a couple weeks ago, he cut us back to two calls per show, which is all right. And still, if nobody calls in and they don't get in his drawings, then it's their problem, not the people that do call in. And the way he did it was fair. He let us have two calls. Our name went in on one time. Next week, you call, your name went in again. You was in a pot for the drawing. So it was, everything was up top as far as I am concerned, the way he ran that last night.
Well, Terry, and, now, you were here, Terry. Now, what was the problem?
Bob is 100% right. I was here when I was in the office and I heard Bob call. He's right. How he did it was, if you called, you got put into both drawings. Am I right, Bob? Did he put you in for the small one and that
right.
big one? Is that right?
Right. You got put into the drawing.
Yeah, but you could only do those two calls. Am I right, Bob? You only got two
calls on his program.
That's
with
right.
Just two calls.
But you were put in both drawings though.
Yeah. I was putting his drawing.
Because I know you probably had 7 or 8 entries, because you listen every week, so.
Right. But it's still whoever he draws out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's fair and square as far as I am concerned.
I was sitting right here whenever they drew, I drew the second and third place myself, so.
What's my understanding that the problem was because it was an internet person?
Yes, well.
But
hey,
if there's
I
no
agree.
Calls, then, you know.
The way he's running it, when he's using the internet, online or whatever, if you're online and you get in there, you're allowed to get in.
But
I think internet or phone call.
I think if I'm not mistaken, though, maybe I'm wrong about this, I think the internet people only got one chance.
Well, that was the kid that only called one time because he only had 3 kids questions last night.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah.
He had 3 kids questions.
Right.
And when they got answered.
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
and he didn't ask any more kids questions. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Right. It was 3 kids questions.
That's right.
So I don't think he was doing anything wrong. I like the way he's doing it. Art. So.
So this kid did call in?
He called.
Yeah,
well,
Lucas.
This is his parents. Yeah, his parents.
He's the one
called
that got
him,
the top five.
He answered
and
the
he
question.
He was on the internet.
Yeah.
So he was listening on the internet,
mm-hmm.
but he did
yeah,
call
he
in on the telephone.
On the internet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh well.
But he called in on the telephone, right? Am I right, Bob? Is that yeah?
No, he did it on the internet.
Oh, he did.
He was on the phone. Yeah, he was on the phone. But he listened to him on the
right,
internet.
Right. But he's out of the area. That's why he can't. He's in Lancaster, I think. That's why he has to.
Right. But he got registered because he was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, sounds good to me. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, and one more.
Oh,
yeah,
go ahead,
Bob.
On Weezy's show on Saturday morning, I listened in on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, prizes and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't call in. The same thing with that. And then you get a controversy. If you had the answer and nobody's calling in, I don't see why you can't give an answer. You know? somebody's calling in.
I think he can give an answer. I think the issue is just coming about because of the prizes. Because I think some people don't know the answers, and they feel like they're not getting a chance. But, yeah, I think if it goes 5 minutes or 3 minutes or something like that and nobody calls, I think giving an answer is fine.
When I listened last Saturday, one person did an internet thing to Marion News, and they had a separate calling for that. And then they had the one, his other one, for Father's Day. Excuse me. And I was the only one that called in the whole morning. I sat there and listened to it, and I waited there towards the end to call in.
Right.
So it's a lot of times they're not calling in or they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's awkward. But last night, now does Weasel does his programs different from yours, like he does on his?
Well, you know, the 30-day policy, if he's giving away Wilds or Zumbezi Bay or the zoo, now the 30-day policy should still be in effect
for
all
that,
those.
Yeah.
But if he gets his own prize, that's up to him.
Right. Well, that's what I was getting at. So if he has his own prizes, then it doesn't have anything to concern with your program or choice.
Right. That's how we run.
He could do his own rules then, you know, pretty much.
Right. Well, that's... And there's where you get some of the controversy, because a lot of these people are not listening.
Like last night, I bought those tickets to Kings Island, so.
Right. Yeah, I know. I listened.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob.
The way he's doing it is right.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I didn't understand this. So this Lucas did call in on the telephone.
He lives in Lancaster.
But he called in on the telephone.
But he can only get the program, obviously, on the internet because he's in Lancaster.
Right.
So that's how he... But he won via...
So why was this an issue, I guess, is what I'm confused about.
He won via the telephone.
But why did this cause a furor?
Because he was out of Marion. I'm thinking because he lived outside of Marion, I would be my guess.
I don't know. I mean, I wish I knew the answer to this. I just don't know.
Like I say, I was in the office, though. But I did hear him congratulate him.
I understand he won, but I thought he entered on the internet. But no, he called in.
He follows the show on the internet because he's in Lancaster.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we tell people all the time to listen on the internet.
Mm-hmm. But I heard Nate, when he talked to him, say, "This is my buddy Lucas." So, you know, I know he was talking to him on the telephone, is what I'm saying.
Well, because I don't want to say who it was who came in this morning. If the person who came in this morning wants to explain this, I'm sorry, we just didn't have a lot of time this morning because the treasurer was here presenting to Charlie and the pastor was here. And there was a lot of stuff going on during that particular hour. But, I mean, I certainly want to hear what the issue was. You know, Nate and Weasel kind of make their own rules when it's not a prize from the station, which is the Wilds and Zumbezi Bay and the zoo and the Dublin Irish Festival. So I don't know. I mean, fill me in. 740-383-9944. Was anybody else listening to Nate's show or anything like that, of that nature, to let us know exactly what the issue was?
Mm-hmm.
Give us a ring. 740-383-9944. What was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico on two different occasions? George Harrison of the Beatles. What was the first group he played with after the Beatles broke up? What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Does anybody know that? Or the first group to eat fast food. Does anybody know the first group to eat fast food? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. 740-383-9944. And apparently going to be up in the 90s. 90 degrees again today.
So it's going to be perfect weather to go to... Zumbezi Bay.
And we've also got the great ticket controversy going on today.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what exactly had happened.
Right. Well, I mean, that's my interpretation of it. I mean, that's, I don't know that I'm not even saying I'm right. I'm just saying that's my
The Adam the Computer Guy show will be coming up right after this show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio.
Is this the tech show, or is this him and Dr. Tech. Feynman? Okay. This is the tech show.
Yep. Mid-morning coffee break is on Monday mornings.
Oh, okay.
From 10:10
to 11:00. A finer mid-morning coffee break.
That is true.
With Dr. Ronald Feynman.
The Adam the Computer Guy show airs every Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 to 3 p.m. So more live local programming coming up after this one today, 2:10 to 3 p.m.
What's the hot topic today, I wonder?
You have no idea. We'll have to listen.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I was just thinking, you do a very good Buddy Hackett impersonation. Give us a little bit of your... For those of you who don't remember, now, Buddy Hackett, let people know who Buddy Hackett
Buddy
was.
Buddy Hackett was he was just a comedian. He was along the lines of, like, what, Jonathan Winters and
kinda.
That kind of stuff. He did all kinds of stuff. And
he was on Carson a lot.
He was on Carson a lot. Yeah, and he just talked about... He's just like, hey, Scott. You know, he had this funny way of talking, and he was just funny.
Give us a little Buddy Hackett.
He just said, you know, Scott, I'm not going to put up with that today, Scott. He kind of had a lisp, but it was like a funny, you know, funny lisp. But
he was a very funny man.
I mean, you would get him started on a topic, and he would take it and just roll with it. And he was just, he always told a lot of, like, divorce jokes and things, and he was just funny.
Now dead.
Now dead, yeah, Buddy Hackett, yeah.
Just like, who was the world leader who was a child prodigy in mathematics? Now, this person's dead.
Yeah.
But who were they? That is the question. Didn't that used to have something to do with a, like, antiperspirant, any deodorant? What was that? This is the question. That's the question.
I don't know.
Oh, there was something like that.
I don't remember that.
There was something tied in there.
Could be.
Does anybody know what Taco Bell's name was the two times they tried to open up in Mexico? George Harrison of the Beatles. What group did he first perform with on stage after the Beatles broke up? What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Or what was the first group to eat fast food? 740-383-9944.
Nobody's really attempted
that one. No, we haven't even got a good guess on that one.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, and 90 degrees outside today, but it's 73.4 degrees in here today, so we're nice and cool.
Yeah.
Give us a ring, 740-383-9944.
Yeah, we are in the shade.
We're doing okay today.
Got it made in the shade, you might say.
It's a good day to be in the lower level.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little cool.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about country music earlier on. Now, what would you call the definitive country music song of all time?
Oh, man. The only one that comes to my mind is Take This Job and Shove It.
Johnny Paycheck. His real name wasn't Johnny Paycheck, was it? What was his real name?
I don't know. And what the one that David Allan Coe does all the time, You Don't Have to Call Me Darling? I mean, that's...
Boy, he's a raunchy guy. Now, he's still alive, isn't
he?
Yeah,
he does. He still does shows quite a
bit. I don't know how.
Yeah. From Crestline in here.
Gee whiz.
He's from Crestline.
An Ohio boy. Kind of a raunchy.
Raunchy. Willie Nelson. I'm sure Willie Nelson.
Like that Match Game. Did anybody see the new Match Game?
I didn't see it. I'm going to have to watch it now.
Maybe I'm the only one. With Alec Baldwin, did anybody else think this was just a raunchy show?
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Why did cooking 30, 40, 50 years ago taste differently than it does now?
Like I say, I think so. Just because, like I say, my grandma was always... She never, ever, ever referred to a recipe card. Ever. And I just think the ingredients were different back then. Like you said, they used a lot of lard.
They used a lot of lard. They liked the Crisco.
Yep. Had to have Crisco.
It was white.
Yeah. And it was...
You just take a spoonful of that and throw it in a cast iron skillet
right.
And watch it melt.
It burn down. Yeah, yeah.
It was fine.
Like I say, I know she cooked many of things with that. I mean, it made fried chicken taste better. It made, like I say, her biscuits were unbelievable.
Well, biscuits with lard are always better, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was that band be the Traveling Wilburys for George Harrison?
What was the name?
Traveling Wilburys.
The Traveling Wilburys.
Not the Traveling Wilburys, but a good guess.
He was in that band, but yeah, this wasn't it.
No. Thank you.
Yeah, he later in his life, he was in that band.
Yeah, this is George Harrison.
But this was immediately after the Beatles
broke up. It was the first group he performed with.
Right.
It was a British group. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not primarily known for their music, though.
Right.
But they do music.
But boy, the Traveling Wilburys, what a band that was, man. Wow, I love that band.
What did they do? I never even heard.
Oh, man, they had a couple of great tunes, but they were just, what an all-star cast in that band.
What's a Wilbury?
They must be like a hobo or something.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Man, it was George Harrison, Jeff Lynne from ELO.
So it's like the Traveling Hobos?
Tom Petty.
Now, how'd they get all...
Ringo Starr on drums.
Oh, so it was like a mini reunion.
Oh, man, that was a great band. Great, great band. Roy Orbison? Yeah.
With the dark glasses?
Yep.
Now, how do you join them?
Like I say, this was an all-star band. They were a great band.
Why didn't they last long?
Because I think Roy died.
Well, from what? Travel?
I don't know.
He was blind, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe nobody was watching him, and he stepped out in front of a...
I don't know. It was a great band, man. You have to Google some of their videos. Unbelievable.
Well, does anybody remember when the country music had their all-star band, the Highwaymen?
Yeah. Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash, and was it Merle Haggard? Or
no,
Waylon Jennings?
Waylon Jennings.
And Willie Nelson, right?
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
That was a band.
The Highwaymen, yeah. They were good, yeah. They put out a lot of... good music.
Well, I think that was
whatever happened to Kris Kristofferson. Though?
Somewhere.
I was gonna say he was an actor. I know he, but I never.
Well, I think what happened there was all the new country music was coming out, like the Reba McEntires and the Achy Breaky Heart and all that stuff. And I think they needed work,
yeah.
So they thought, well, we'll join up and we'll go. And I think they did pretty well.
Yeah.
But I think it got too expensive.
Okay.
Ticket prices were too high.
Oh yeah, those Highwaymen demanded such a.
And I think Johnny Cash was still the leader.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why Johnny Cash was considered to be such a...
He was like an icon.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah,
he was the one who led the thing.
Right. Well, I think it was just his look and his style and, you know, everyone wanted to emulate because he had such a unique sound. It wasn't like your traditional country. I think he was more like that, what do they call it, rockabilly or...
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Willie Nelson was big, and Kristofferson did okay, and certainly Waylon Jennings did big.
Oh, yeah.
But they all, I think, took their lead from Johnny Cash.
Yeah, they kind of, I don't want to say rode his coat, you know, because they were all successful, but he was definitely the leader, that's for sure. I mean.
Now, if you were opening up a Taco Bell in Mexico.
In Mexico.
What would you call it? That's the question.
I would call it.
What did Taco Bell call their restaurant when they opened it up in Mexico? Does anybody know?
Where's the restroom is what I'd call.
What band did George Harrison join after he left the Beatles?
Come on.
For their first performance.
Everybody's been close.
Nobody has ever guessed on this. What a Juk, Kuk, and Tuk.
Yeah.
J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What are those three items? Not one guess yet.
Not one guess on that, yeah.
Nobody could Google that? What is Juk, Kuk, and Tuk?
Yeah.
What world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Does anybody know the world leader that was a child prodigy in mathematics? The first group to eat fast food. Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? Zumbezi Bay tickets, Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, or if there's anything else on your mind, maybe about the great ticket controversy of June 26th, 2019 here on WWGH Radio. We would be glad to hear from you. 740-383-9944.
Anything and everything.
See, I didn't even know Kings Island was still in business.
Oh, yeah. Kings Island's still in business. Yeah.
Who owns them?
Cedar Fair. Is that Cedar
Point?
Yeah. They're owned by...
So they're working it from both ends.
Yeah. They're getting... both ends of the state, they're getting the money.
Why was it called King's Island?
I don't know.
It's not an island.
No. I don't know why. That's a good question. But I know, boy, price-wise, I mean, between that and Cedar Point, it's a lot cheaper there than it is Cedar Point.
Well, I think Cedar Point's got a lot more stuff.
Sure, that could be, but... Man, it's just Cedar Point. They want money for this and money for that and money for this.
Whatever happened to Shamu?
I don't know.
Because SeaWorld's closed down now, right?
Right. Is the one... There's a few of them still open, aren't there?
I don't know.
The one in Orlando, I think, still open?
Could be.
They used to have one up in, what, Aurora? Was it Aurora?
Well, didn't they originate in Ohio?
Yeah.
Wasn't Shamu in Ohio?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, what happened to Shamu, the big whale?
I don't know. It's been a long time. Probably died.
What's the life expectancy of a whale?
I don't know. Is it 50 years? I don't know.
Well, that's a shame. Shamu's dead.
Yeah. I went there whenever I was younger. I went to SeaWorld.
So did I. And I remember that people used to buy Shamu dolls.
Yeah.
Everybody knew Shamu.
Oh, everybody, yeah. I remember you always sit there and got splashed, you know, during the...
Well, that was the thing. But didn't somebody get hurt?
Somebody got hurt.
Wasn't that one of the big problems? They sued SeaWorld and put the hurt on them?
They were talking today, kind of getting off the subject, but they were talking today about Major League Baseball. So by the year 2020, they said every stadium should have netting up. Because that little girl just got hurt a couple of weeks ago.
All these years.
But they said the team that's given them the most reluctance about doing it is the Cubs.
Well, you can't change the atmosphere at Wrigley Field. Wrigley, I mean, come on.
Well, that's what they were just saying. That everyone else is kind of in agreement with this, except for...
Well, yeah, but the Cubs have the clout. You know, they're World Series champions in the last 5 years.
3 years ago.
Doesn't matter. When's the last time the Indians?
Well, never. But they're in compliance with it.
Well, they have to be because, you know, they just had Chief Wahoo yank from them, and they've got a lot of trouble.
But I heard that today, and I thought, wow. I thought the only team, of course, to give – why would they offer such –
Because Wrigley Field is the oldest Major League Baseball park. You can't be altering that thing.
Well, I mean, but if it's to protect people, I mean, you would think that...
Do you think some netting's going to protect somebody?
Well, of course. I mean, the ball's going to go straight into the net instead of...
How many years has baseball been played?
Oh, God, what, 120?
How many games?
A lot.
Okay, how many people have been hurt?
Handful, maybe 7-8.
So don't you think we're overreacting a little bit?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like I say, this is pretty serious, so.
Well, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but that's baseball. How are you going to catch the balls? Remember, people used to catch the balls and take them home.
Right. I think now that would obviously prevent that because
that's part of the fun of baseball.
Home plate down to the first baseline and...
See,
and then all the way back.
That's part of the fun of baseball is trying to catch the ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you going to do if it goes over your head and hits this netting? How can you get – you're not going to be able to get it out of that netting, I mean, but that's what they were talking about today, so.
I don't think that'll happen.
Well, I'm sure it'll have to go to a vote, so. They said the way Major League Baseball does it compared to the other sports is that they treat each team like a state. You know, you have the commissioner, which is like the federal government. Then you have all these states, which they said the states can implement their own law. So every ballpark you go to will have a different.
Who is the commissioner of baseball right now?
Rob Manfred, I think.
Now, he doesn't like Pete Rose.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
And the last one.
Bud Selig.
Oh, he hated Pete Rose. So Pete Rose is still kind of, you know, just troubled.
Right. I don't know how his campaign's going. There was something they were trying to get in the Hall of Fame.
Well, can't they just, you know, he's not going to make it. I mean, I hate to say it. Now, I think they'll do it when he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just going to have to be the way it is.
Yeah. Well, I still don't understand why. I mean, I understand, I guess, but I don't know why he would take a lifetime ban. I mean, why didn't he try?
Well,
to
that
fight
was his it? His you know that was his choice.
Yeah. I mean, he could, at that point, you know, if it would have came to that, I mean, you just come clean and say, look, you know, take the punishment that you're going
to
get.
Well, look how long it took him to admit that he bet on his own team.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, at the time, why not just come clean and say, you know, I did this. What, are you going to have a year ban maybe or something? I don't know.
Well, you know, he thought he was Pete Rose, and he thought he was bigger than the game.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
It's a shame. I mean, all-time hit leader should definitely be in the Hall of Fame. But
well, he should, and I think he would be in the Hall of Fame if he had not strung that out so long.
Yeah.
Well, he denied it for so long.
That's the thing, is that he had multiple opportunities to come clean, and you know, and he didn't. He chose to.
He kept saying, "I was falsely persecuted. and can't do that."
Yeah. Well, then, of course, and not to compound anything, but I think he had the tax issues and, you know, and...
Well, he had a lot of problem there for a while, but he overcame it.
Yeah, he did. He was doing some analysis a couple years ago on Fox, and I don't know how that went.
I don't think they liked him.
Really?
Well, he's not still employed
right,
there,
that's what I'm saying.
Think.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but he was doing some analysis.
Maybe he was asking for too much money.
Could have been.
He's known to do that.
Well, they said that's what, when you go to Las Vegas, they said, boy, oh boy, that's, he's, you know, he still demands quite a bit. He signs, I guess, out there at the Mandalay Bay or something. And
do kids even know who he is at this point?
That's a good question.
I mean, how long has it been? 30 years?
Oh, man, more than that, yeah. Well, 90.
I think 30 years this
90,
year.
90, well, 90. 90, yeah.
90, okay, yeah, nearly 30 years.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sad.
It's a sad story.
It is.
But at least he's alive.
Yeah, yeah. What is he now, 72, they said?
Oh, I thought he was older than that.
74?
Might be. Well, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Now, there's always an interesting question.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good debate.
740-383-9944. Should Charlie Hustle be in the Hall of Fame? What do you think? Now, you know, we're kind of biased here in Ohio, though, because it happened here.
Do you think, though, just looking around, I've seen some highlights here. I don't know, I've been watching some highlights. It just seems to me like, I'll get your opinion on this, you're a baseball fan, too. Do you think, I don't even know how to word this, do you think that people don't really care about baseball anymore, I guess, is the way?
What's different?
Because the attendance is way down, I mean...
Why? But I think attendance is starting to go down everywhere. I've started to notice with football.
Well, football even? Yeah.
Unless you're a niche team.
Yeah.
You know, attendance is going down, and I don't know what that is attributed to. In last year's Super Bowl debacle, I heard that, you know, viewership was down. And
well, because I say it because I was watching highlights at work. I was watching highlights at work, and it was a day game between two teams. I'm not sure, Detroit and somebody. And I honestly, it looked like maybe 1,000 people were there. Maybe.
Well, you know,
I seen a guy hitting home run. He was running the bases, and I was like, there's nobody here. I mean.
Well, there's so much people can do now.
Yeah.
And that is a big
project.
Well,
and that's what I was going to ask you. What do you think that's what has attributed to it?
Oh, my God. You don't even have to have cable. You can watch it on your cell phone.
Oh,
you can get updates. You can do all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Why pay the parking and the drive where that is?
Right.
Now, maybe if you live in that city.
Yeah. Oh,
you
that
might
could
go.
Be. That could be. But, you know, like, I agree with you. I agree with you. I just think that there's so much more out there that consumes your time. You know, I think now people are busy, and that when they're not, you know, they're just doing other stuff now besides. But I think that's, do you think that same, I don't know, what's the word I want to use? Do you think that same thing applies to, like, well, I mean, even like concerts and stuff. Like, what did you think that? I mean, it didn't look like a whole lot of people at that. I don't know.
Here you go.
No, I'm just. I mean,
where?
At the concert.
It was packed.
Okay. To me, it didn't look like a whole bunch, but. I mean, I just wonder if that, like, is that taking a hit too? Like concerts and things, or I mean, is it just?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, attendance-wise.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to go to the concert coming up in August. That's all I'm saying.
The freebie?
I'm not even going to say the name, but I don't
think
people...
The freebie.
Yeah, it's free. So I don't think anybody's going to go to that.
I think that'll be a packed one.
Packed?
Yeah. Because it's free.
Well, it is free, but don't you find that's a problematic thing? Like, if you say this is free, that's a sign of something?
No.
If you're giving a concert?
No, I mean... A lot of people, to be able to see a band like that for free is, the great thing. And free usually just means that you've had some, you got some very good sponsors, or you know, or
I don't know if that happened though. All right, folks, we're down to the back 15 here. What was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico? We still don't have that. Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico. George Harrison of the Beatles. What was the first group he played with after the Beatles ended? What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What world leader, long departed from this earth, was a child prodigy in mathematics? What was the first group that ever ate fast food? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, all on the table. 740-383-9944. Or if there's something else you'd like to talk about, we can do that too. Mm-hmm. We have had one winner today. I believe it was Mary Bickley. Got mm-hmm. the zoo tickets.
The zoo tickets, yeah.
So we are here for you in the back 15 of this particular show today. Okay, give us a call. If that was you, I think we lost you. Call us back. 740-383. Okay, maybe this is it.
He's just learning his phone systems.
Go ahead, caller.
Fast food drivers, Pony Express riders.
Now run that by me again.
The first fast food eaters, Pony Express riders.
You know, I don't know. That could be.
Well,
that's not the answer I have, but I can imagine that might be true because it must be awful lonely out there with the horse,
right,
with those Pony Express people.
Well, they're hurrying.
Yeah.
Well, how fast really was the Pony Express?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I don't think any of us were, but we always hear about how fast they delivered.
Well, maybe if they were the first eaters, maybe that's where we got the expression, "I'm so hungry I could eat a horse."
Say, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
And Roy Orbison wasn't blind.
No, see, I didn't think he was blind either.
No, huh?
He wasn't. Oh, I had no
idea. Why do you wear those shady glasses?
Because it was cool.
Was that what that was? I thought maybe he had like cataract surgery and the light was bothering his eyes.
I don't know, but he wasn't blind.
No, I didn't think he was blind either, because, you know, Ray Charles
was blind. Ray Charles was blind, yeah.
Ray Charles was blind.
Stevie Wonder.
And Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder was blind.
And Jose Feliciano?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of blind, yeah.
Yeah, there have been a lot of blind performers, but Roy Orbison was not one of them.
No.
Now, what was your favorite Roy Orbison song?
Now, just escape me. Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah, Pretty Woman,
yeah,
was his.
I think so, but I loved Roy Orbison.
Now, he wore a lot of black, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, has he been going a long time?
Quite a while. Yeah.
What, you know, today, you know, a lot of these older performers are still outperforming.
You're not going to believe when he died.
When did he die?
It's been gone a long time. 1988.
Really? 88?
Yeah.
Well, Conway Twitty died about that time, too, didn't he?
52 years old, Roy Orbison was.
Young.
Yeah.
What did he die from?
That doesn't say.
Wow. He's been gone almost, what is that? Oh, he's been gone 30 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that the fast food wasn't the Romans and the Greeks, Greeks and Romans, was it?
It was the ancient Romans. That is the first group.
Well, that was my first answer, but for some stupid reason.
Now, why do you think that they were eating fast food back in those days? They actually had carts with people who came around with fast food.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're always doing stuff. They needed. They didn't have time to go home and cook.
Well, they didn't want to mess up those sheets that they wore.
Yeah, yeah.
And those gold slippers.
Right,
or
yeah,
whatever. Are you excited for Lulu tomorrow?
Yeah.
She don't sound it.
I can tell that the excitement's in a fever.
Say,
yeah.
I'm excited. For a long time.
You could cut it with a knife. She was.
I mean, we still watch Hee Haw, and I think that is so funny. So down to earth funny.
No, did Hee Haw have a theme song? I was trying to think of
it. Hee Haw, Hee Haw. Don't make me sing, ain't you?
Was that it?
Well,
I mean, I thought they had a real theme song like Green Acres.
No, that was it. I was just singing it, and I'm not going to sing anymore.
So it's just them saying hee-haw?
Hee-haw, hee-hee-haw.
Yeah.
That's the way it went.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it'll be interesting to have Lou in here tomorrow. Yeah. We'll have a lot of fun. Well, thank you for the answer.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Awesome. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, it's the Ancient Romans.
Conway Twitty, 1993.
Well, it's he had the weirdest hair.
Yeah.
What was wrong with his hair?
I don't know. 1959 he was born.
59?
No. That's not right. Wait a minute.
No,
sorry.
Conway Twitty was older than that.
He was 60. I'm sorry, 60 years old.
60 when he died.
Yeah.
What was his big song?
Gosh, which one? He had several.
Well, I mean, what was his big, he had a big song. Does anybody know what Conway Twitty's big song was? 7-4-0?
I mean, like,
3-9-9-4-4?
There was tons.
We got it there.
Them.
The Ancient Romans were the first to eat fast food.
Ancient, we finally got that one, huh?
Yeah, we're down to a few now. Does anybody know Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? George Harrison of the Beatles. What was the group that he performed with after the Beatles broke up? What are Juk, Kuk, and Tuk? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. And what world leader was a child prodigy in mathematics? Does anybody know that? This world leader's long dead. 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Wild, Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, Dublin Irish Festival. Does anybody have the answer? 740-383-9944.
Hopefully someone's got the answer out there. So I'd like to see someone go to Zumbezi Bay if it's going to be 90 degrees these next 2 days. I mean,
so we still don't know what Conway Twitty's big hit was.
He had so many of them, man. That was,
Well, I don't think, not to the, like, I don't. Was he ever on Hee Haw?
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll have to ask Lou tomorrow.
Yeah,
about Conway Twitty and Johnny Cash and.
Yeah. I'm sure she was with all those guys, I mean, on the show.
Grandpa Jones, Minnie Pearl.
Yeah, what was Archie?
Archie
Campbell?
Yeah, who was the other guy? Go ahead, caller.
Junior Samples.
Go ahead.
How about the Plastic Ono Band for George Harrison?
No, a good guess, but not the answer.
All
right. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open. What band did George Harrison play with? Which, again, this is not primarily a band. It's just a popular group.
All right.
These came out of England.
These guys got like 4 songs for Conway Twitty.
Okay, only 4. See, there you go.
I mean, really big ones. He did more than that, but it's only make-believe. 1959 was...
Never heard it.
Hello, Darling.
Oh, that's it.
1970. You've Never Been This Far Before. And I'd love to
That's
lay
a little, I bet he could get on Match Game with that song.
I'd love to lay you down.
What? What was the song?
It's I'd Love to Lay You Down, 1982.
Conway Twitty? Old, wholesome
Twitty.
Conway Twitty with hair like a chia pet?
Yep, that's it.
Did a song called What?
Don't Call Him... Well, then some other hits. Don't Call Him a Cowboy. Linda on My Mind. I Don't Know a Thing About Love.
Linda?
Yep.
I thought he was married or had a thing with Loretta Lynn.
I'd Just Love to Lay You Down.
I don't think is that right?
Yeah, that's my job.
Oh, that's my job.
Tight fitting jeans, redneck and love making night. Old Conway.
Oh,
man.
My God. What kind of songs are these? Good.
He
Lord.
Had the followers, man.
Hello, Darling.
Yeah.
That's the big one. Now, that's somewhat clean.
Oh, yeah.
But not that other one
right.
You said. That was a hit.
Lay You Down.
Is he talking like for like the Heimlich maneuver?
No.
That's horrible. Did anybody know that Conway Twitty was such a vulgar performer? I thought he did like hymns.
No. I mean, if you look at his collection, man, I mean, that's how he got his start, basically, was songs like that.
Risque,
I mean, was
material like that?
Doing songs like that,
golly.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
They said that he used to be in the studio, and they said that when he was married, I guess, his wife, she used to pack his lunch because he'd be there all day, I guess, in the...
In the studio?
Yeah.
Why?
Making hits like that.
Oh, pack a lunch.
Yeah.
Did any? Oh my God! Did anybody know Conway Twitty was this Awful?
Oh.
That's awful.
Well, he can't be writing songs like that.
You can't be writing songs like that.
Records.
No. You know, all these country songs now are like about beer. And
he's in the Hall of Fame.
No, listen. What are the country songs? What's that song I just heard the other day? Something about beer is crazy or people are crazy.
God is good. Beer is...
Yeah, that's it.
Or beer is good.
Beer is good. How's it? Does anybody know this song? It's by Billy Currington.
Yeah.
God, Conway Twitty couldn't get on the air today. That's a horrible thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, did you ever see the play Bye Bye Birdie?
Bye Bye Birdie?
That was on story about Conway Twitty.
A story about Conway Twitty.
I don't know. I didn't. So Conway Twitty.
God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. That's
God
good.
Is great. Great. People are good. And beer is. No. Beer, God is great. God will never make match game.
Yeah, God is great. People are
we're going to play match game with Lulu tomorrow. Get ready for this one.
God is great.
Gotcha.
Beer is good, and people are crazy.
Now, you could play that on the air.
But you can't play
it. You can't play that pornographic song that Conway Twitty did there.
Especially the way he sang it in that voice.
He had a weird voice.
He did.
Do a Conway impersonation. No, don't do that song. Don't do that song. But do Hello,
Hello Darling.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
It's been a long time. Yeah. Oh, God. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, is this the radio station?
Yes.
This is.
Hi, yes. Was the restaurant, the Taco Bell restaurants that opened in Mexico for a little bit, was it Mexicana?
It wasn't Mexicana, but the hint is it's Mexicans did not consider Taco Bell Mexican food. So,
right.
So if you were a Mexican citizen, what might you call a Taco Bell in Mexico?
What about Monterey?
Not Monterey. Good guess,
okay.
though.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I've kind of moved on past these trivia questions hearing about this Conway Twitty.
You're fascinated with this Conway Twitty.
Well, I knew who Conway Twitty was, but I thought he was like a hymn singer.
Oh, man, no.
I didn't realize he was such a vulgar man.
He was
man.
Like a rockabilly. I mean, he was a...
Rockabilly?
Yeah.
Like, George Jones didn't do songs like that.
No.
No, he didn't. Like, George Jones did Finally Friday.
Yeah.
And that's a good song.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was drunk on his tractor and that sort
yeah,
of thing.
That's right.
But he didn't do that type
no,
of thing.
No, he did, like, marriage and divorce songs, though.
Did Loretta Lynn know that he was doing that type of stuff?
She did a bunch of duets with him.
Well, didn't they do Mississippi?
Man and Louisiana Woman.
Yeah. But what is that?
It's one of his big hits.
No, that never played on the air.
Of course it
no,
did.
No, they
absolutely.
Didn't play that stuff on the
absolutely.
Air. Jeez Louise.
Absolutely they
did.
Did
anybody know Conway Twitty was such a vulgar man? Oh, mercy me. With hair like a chia pet, he really had this trouble. God. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Taco Bell called Bell's Drive-In.
No, that's a good guess, though. Thank you.
Thank you. Bell's Drive-In.
Keep catching. 740-383-9944.
Yeah.
And Conway Twitty's wife would pack him a lunch and send him to the studio.
To record songs like that.
What's the name of that song again?
Lay You Down.
I bet that has to be about the Heimlich maneuver.
No.
Somebody fainted.
No.
Oh, I'm telling you, somebody fainted. They saw his hair.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, God.
You would think that that's what it'd be about, but no.
It had to be.
No.
He used to wear those rhinestone outfits.
Glitter and all that.
Why would Conway Twitty?
Him and who else? Porter Wagner. Was
have you ever known anybody else named Conway?
No. Well, they said it was two cities. Is it like Texas? And there's.
Didn't people say he was related to the Reverend Leroy Jenkins?
His real name's Harold Jenkins.
But I don't think that's true. I interviewed the Reverend.
Yeah.
I tell you, the Reverend wouldn't have approved of a song like that.
He said, you satanistic.
The Reverend didn't.
Son of a gun?
He didn't put up with that sort
no,
of thing.
No.
The Reverend and I had a long
that's right.
talk.
Old Leroy. Is it Leroy or
don't
Leroy?
Call him, no, he didn't like Leroy.
Leroy.
The Reverend Leroy Jenkins.
Where's he at? Arizona?
Wonder if anybody out there has been saved by the Reverend. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Or if you have an answer, what was Mexico's name, Taco Bell's name in Mexico? George Harrison, what group did he perform with after the Beatles broke up? Oh my goodness gracious!
Oh my goodness!
Right under the bell, peanut butter bell. Oh, cookies are in the studio. This is gonna be a good day.
And
milk. Well, this is perfect.
This is gonna be great.
Did you know about Conway Twitty? That he did terrible songs like these. And this is awful.
I'm telling you. This is awful. He made big money on these
songs.
Well,
you make big money, but that doesn't make it right.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said.
Golly.
You asked what hits he had, and I told you.
Peanut butter cookies are in the studio. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah.
Before he became Conway Twitty, he was brother to Leroy Jenkins, and Conway wanted to just associate himself. Because Jenkins was such a chaser.
How was it? Conway wanted to disassociate himself from the Reverend, and
because
the Reverend
was a shyster.
I think the Reverend didn't want to associate with that. That type of music.
That's why they changed his name to Conway Twitty.
Ah.
Well, that's interesting. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep.
Got about a minute left here. 740-383-9944. And we've got peanut butter cookies. We've got milk in the studio. It's going to be a good afternoon here. This is going to be very good.
We'll have to partake in a few of those.
Oatmeal raisin. How about that? Taking care of it all today.
Oh, man. One fell swoop. She took care of it. Yeah.
Well, this is good.
That's right.
I'm going to need it, too, because I think my blood sugar dropped after I heard these Conway Twitty tunes.
I can't believe you've never heard those.
I thought
before.
He was big in the church circuit.
Come on.
I didn't know he was singing songs like
that. That's his brother that's big in the church circuit.
Not anymore. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
That was right on that. Conway and Leroy's brothers and Jerry Lee Lewis was their cousin.
Boy, that was a raucous family, didn't it?
And that is why he changed his name, because of the way he felt that Leroy was taking advantage of people and stuff on his to make himself wealthy.
Hmm. But don't you think that Conway performing these tunes of a bad nature was kind of taking advantage of people to make himself
probably
wealthy?
Probably back in them days.
Well, he made some money, though. I mean, the women loved him. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
Somebody had to love him.
Somebody did. He had a face only a mother, or hair only a mother could love.
Hey, thank you. Guys.
Take care, Ralph. Yeah.
Well, don't want to forget the Adam the Computer Guy show's coming up here in about 10 minutes on this station. And I know Adam will keep it clean.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do a show like this. There would be no talk of Conway Twitty on there.
No.
This is the only time this will ever be brought up on the station because I did not have any idea. I wouldn't have brought it up if I'd known.
Come on.
Now I can't ask Lulu about this tomorrow.
You gotta ask Lulu about it tomorrow.
Oh, God knows. Yeah. She might have some stories.
I want to hear her stories about.
Listen, we're wrapping it up today. Adam's coming up tomorrow. We got the peanut butter cookies and the oatmeal raisin here in the studio. It's going to be great. Stay tuned.
Well, at least let her sign off since she got the peanut butter cookies.
Yeah, say goodbye for us today.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Perfect.
All right.
Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games. Beers high above and in the WWGH News